everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jess Wellington.
And I'm Michael Evans.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we invite one of our comedy pals that comes on and they tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie, and we try to figure out which one is the lie. Jessica, will you please introduce our guest?
Yes, you sound like you're on AMSR or something today. It's lovely.
AMSR.
Yeah, I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'll Google that later.
I'm the only person left, I think, the last holdout.
I'm so excited because our guest today is a regular here at the Comedy Store. I see him nearly every night. He brings us snacks, and he's really sweet. You've been doing a lot of time late night here at the Comedy Store and doing these longer sets, which has really been fun to watch. Please give it up for Mike.
Or
Black.
Annoying, depending on who you ask.
Oh, they've been fun. They've been fun.
I've been having fun.
And are you really getting sets every night? Every night?
No, not okay. Every night. Oh, my God.
You're like, what? Wait, what about me?
Who is he blowing? Like, he's getting sets every night. No, I get a set about once a week.
What year did you become a regular here at the Comedy Store?
I want to say 2001.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Mike.
That might actually be my story. I'm old as hell, deep down inside.
Well, you're not the oldest one sitting here. I don't.
No, I've got questions.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Ask away.
Ask away. Really, I don't care.
No, I can't wait. Then, if that's one of your stories, I don't want to bust.
I can tell the story of how I got passed if you want.
Is it one of your two stories?
It can be.
No.
If you want to limit it,
we don't want to weasel it out of you.
Okay.
Unless you promise it's not one of your two stories, then you can tell us.
I'll tell a different two stories.
Okay. All right. So What's the story of you becoming a regular?
Okay. I had already, back then it was, you got, like, you were friends of the store first. You would do potluck first and then kind of friends of the store. And then there was non-paid regulars and then there was paid regulars. And for non-paid regulars, you showcase for Mitzi, but she didn't mess with you that much. She didn't, like, you didn't go over and talk to her or anything like that. Tommy would just say, okay, you're non-paid now or whatever. But for the...
And that's kind of like our development now, I would assume.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for like the big paid regular showcase, that's a big deal. And by then you'd been doing the place for a little while and everyone knew you. And it was Ari Shaffir and Bobby both kind of recommended me. And Ari did the defense with Mitzi where someone had to sit next to her so that no one else would distract her.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Or mess with her, because people would do that.
From the beginning of time, that's what people would do, yeah.
And catty little bitches that comedians are, they would do stuff like that. Damn. And so Ari was back there.
That's
fucked
up.
It was bad, yeah.
Doing that, and my car broke down that day. So I took the bus there, and I had the fucking bus drop me off in front of the Comedy Store, which was as demoralizing as it could possibly get.
The bus used to stop right out front?
I asked the guy, I was like, would you mind just stopping at the Comedy Store? And he was like, I was like, because if I walk there, I'll get sweaty because I was fat. And everything. I was like, please just. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah.
You don't want to be juiced up before the set. Yeah.
Right. It was terrible. And so it happened on the same night that potluck happened. And so all the mentals that were out in front of the club watched me get off the bus and like Boon Shakalaka's there and everybody. And I was like, oh no, this looks terrible. And they told me to prepare like a full set, like, you know, be ready to do like at least 10 minutes. And I was like, okay. So I get in there and I'm in the back kind of like nervous with, I forget who else showcased with me that night, but Dave Taylor was running sound and the lights and everything and the times. And he comes up to me and he goes, we're a little bit behind. Instead of 10 minutes, you're going to do 5. And I was like, okay. All right. So like in my head, I'm like editing it down to 5 minutes. And I see Mitzi there and she never looks happy, but she didn't look happy at all right then. And Ari's like, oh, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It's like, just get out of your head. And I'm like, okay, okay. And then Dave Taylor comes over. We're even a little bit more behind, so it's 2.5.
I was like, 2.5?
I'm doing 2.5 minutes for my paid regular showcase. He's like, this is the best we got. And he runs off, and I'm like, okay. Right when I'm about to go on, the last comic is doing his last joke, he's lit and everything, Polly comes into the room. And he asks Ari, he goes, "What's up?" And Ari goes, Mike's up next to Showcase. And he goes, "Cool, I'm out of here." And says it like, like me showcasing was what prompted him to go away. And he,
not that he's been there
right,
since
not
he's
that
a
he's
kid.
Been there all
everyone's
day
babysat
bored.
Him.
He doesn't want to do any more work today.
Sick of comedy, wants to get the fuck
right.
out. Nothing like that.
And so he catches like me out of the corner of his eye and kind of has a moment of, oh, I just fucked Mike over right before this big show. Comes over, gives me a big hug, and goes, "You're going to do great. Don't worry about it." Aww. And I was like, "Oh, thanks, man." And so then he takes off still. And I go up. I don't remember anything that I said during my show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the outer
like
body experience.
Editing it on the fly. Yeah, and yeah. I was like, okay. I think this is still a joke, blah, 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 you know. And it went really good. I get off stage and Mitzi does, she goes, like she's annoyed. And I was like, oh no, she's going to tell me never to come here again. I was like, hi, Mitzi. And she goes, how did you come to us? And I was like, on the bus. Goes, no, idiot. Who recommended you? And I was like, I didn't want to get Ari in trouble, so I almost was like Bob Oshak. But I was like, Ari Schiffer and Bobby Lee. And she goes, I guess you're a paid regular now.
I guess.
And I was like, okay. And she goes, go away. Okay. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was my.
That's such a wonderful day when that happened. No matter what the story is.
No matter how it is.
When you get made a paid regular, you remember every fucking little detail. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tommy was like, she must like you because she doesn't tell anyone. Normally, like, he has to call the next day.
Oh, really?
At that time, it was like, we all got called the next day that it was official that we were.
Right.
But she was like, she must like you because she told you. And I was like, she didn't seem like she liked me, but okay.
How did you get to us?
Yeah. I was so nervous and I was like, just tell her the truth.
No, I told her to stop right up front.
Yeah. By limousine. But, you know, it's never. It's, yeah.
Well, I remember the first day I was made a regular, and I had literally been stripping down at the airport. Jessica's like, not this old tired story again.
I love it every time.
I like the stripper story.
Hey, shut up.
wait, can I guess the name of the club?
Uh-huh.
Jet Strip?
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. Mike Black. Wow.
No horny dog you.
They must have a bus goes right over there.
That place has been around forever because our family came on vacation here. Yes. And I was like, make note of that place for later in life when I'm old enough to go.
Jet Strip. And then I just came and was one of the goofy people standing out front, put my name on the list, and got made a red. In fact,
that's
an
awesome.
Ex-boyfriend was with me and he was like, you got this. Showcase said, and I didn't get shit. And I was all like, fuck off, bitch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not my problem anymore.
I don't talk to you anymore.
No, we had already broken up, but I was like, sorry.
Oh, nice.
And then
that must have been kind of vindicating.
Yes, because he kind of got me into comedy, and then he turned out to be not a cool guy at the end. But anyway, so I came in. Dude, I'm telling you, bombed. Like, you know, when you bomb and everyone's like, you know, looks away from you, there you could hear a like a nickel drop on the ground.
Yeah.
But the only person that laughs was Mitzi Shore.
Nice.
Got made that's a regular the one you gotta night. Make laugh. So
yeah,
there you go.
That's the one that matters.
Sometimes when you bomb in front of a club owner, like the way you bomb, they like it. Every great once in a while, like one time I bombed in front of Lucian, who had the comic strip in New York City, but it was such a fantastic bomb that I got made a regular that night at that club because it was when Fleet Week was in.
That's
New
what
York
I've been
City.
Doing wrong,
oh,
dude.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
dude, bombing cool is a good skill.
It is.
Yeah.
And I was on stage for like 30 minutes. Like I lost my, because this guy was like so drunk and such an asshole. And I was like, you're a rapist. Like, this is like in the early night. I lost my shit. My husband at the time was walking out of the club, like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
I made a regular. Sometimes a good bomb is good.
As a comic, I'm so tired of comedy and so jaded by it that really the only stuff I enjoy watching anymore is someone really funny bomb.
Oh yeah,
you know, because they're a lot of them are really good at it, and some guys are terrible. And but it's always fun to watch. It's kind of like in The Lost Boys when they say, every vampire dies differently. Some yes. scream and some yes. are real quiet and stuff like that. Some explode. I was like,
that's my favorite movie.
Seeing how now when you see people bomb, you're going to be thinking about that. Oh, this is how this guy dies, you know, on stage.
Like Damon Wayans, when he would bomb, he started doing this thing. If people weren't getting it, this is back in the day, he would go behind the curtain in the original room and he'd do his act as the comedy ghost at the Comedy Store. 45 minutes. Like, if you were following him, you're like, Jesus Christ.
That's hilarious.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling us the fabled story of how you became a regular. But now we're going to move on to our two stories.
Okay.
And you can tell them in any order you want. If we start questioning you, don't lose your nerve or give it up. Take it to the end.
Okay.
Don't be a loosey-goosey.
Yeah. And and the two stories can't be, you know, both true or both a lie. You know, people do that and it makes her go off.
Oh, where it's like half true and half
windmills on you is what she'll do if you do
no
that.
If you try to feel like, oh, actually they're both true.
And everyone thinks they're so clever when they do it
asshole.
Too we're all like,
if you're on someone's game podcast, just do their fucking game.
I know. You know? It ain't that difficult.
Jesus Christ, man.
Anyway. Do the fucking game.
He never gets angry like that.
Did you do the slogan for your podcast?
Just do the fucking game. If you're here for a good time, it's the wrong fucking place for you. Yeah. All right? Go.
I smell a t-shirt for this podcast. Just do the fucking game.
So what's your first story?
Okay, my first story is about when I was younger. Before I moved out here, I went to college, like I said, for a while. I studied theater.
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado, the University of Northern Colorado. Evidently, our team is the Bears. I'm sure they're very successful. I don't really know sports, so.
You were in theater?
Yeah. I studied a lot of theater.
Not everyone comes straight from the trailer park like you and I, okay? Some people do go to school.
The very first play I did was at the Aurora Fox in Colorado, and it was a theater where they did The Wizard of Oz live, and I played one of the trees that throws apples at Dorothy.
Oh, yeah.
But they gave us, like, sandbags, and they actually, you could put a little too much English on them and actually hurt someone, so we had to be
But a college production?
Or? No, this was when I was, like, 7. Oh, okay. I was, like, there were me and two other nerdy kids just standing there like this, waiting for Dorothy to notice us, and then we threw apples at her. Anyway, that's not part of the story.
Okay.
The story is, after I dropped out at about 3.5 years. I basically did all the theater classes and left. And my parents were like, you're going to need money when you get to LA, so you need jobs. So for a while, I worked at Dave & Buster's. Then I got tired of that, and I worked at Blockbuster. While I was These were the options that were available.
What year was this?
This was like, 94.
There was a Dave & Buster's in 94?
I guess. I don't know.
No, 94 is when I graduated high school, so I'm trying to figure out from there. So I did 3.5 years, so it would be 98.
Okay.
Let's say 98, 99. I moved out here by 2000, okay. So I spent like a year working. And so at Blockbuster, I was not kind as an employee to customers in general.
You?
Yeah, I was.
They were all like that. They were all like that at Blockbuster.
I was kind of a film snob.
Yeah,
like we had gotten Letterboxd movies because of me. Because I suggest, I was like, we need to have a Letterboxd section, and they were like, you only get half the picture with Letterboxd, and I was like, no, you've been getting half the picture your whole life.
I don't understand what Letterboxd. I don't know what that is. You're gonna
okay. You know how TVs are rectangular now?
Yeah,
they used to be square. And what they would do for a movie is they would cut off about half the image on each side, crop it to make it fit the TV. Then they started on home video. People wanted like, oh, I want to see all of Empire Strikes Back. I want to see the whole image. So they would do letterbox style, which is they would just do it like this, where there were black bars. And everyone thought they were getting ripped off. They thought, oh, we're only seeing half the movie. And it's like, that's not what's happening, you dumb bastards. And I hate living in Colorado. And so that was the thing that was going on. So I just hated everyone that walked in all the time. And like, this is why I was never a door guy.
Did you have hair back then?
Yeah. I had black, spiky hair. And
I'm setting a picture in my
mind. I was slightly thinner and had less bags under my eyes, but for the most part, I looked the same. A guy comes in one day. He did my biggest pet peeve at that Blockbuster. We had glass windows. If you have a big truck and it has humongous lights on it and you drive it up right to the employees and it's like blinding everyone in the place, I already hate you. I don't want to help you at all.
And this is Colorado, so.
Half of the vehicles that showed up were aircraft carriers, and they all had like extra. They had like the bar with extra headlights.
Right. That's for spotlight deer, probably.
This guy had all that shit. He had the full rig of frontiersman bullshit, you know? And he comes in and he goes, "Hey, I need a copy of Top Gun." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll go with you to the T's because you don't know about the alphabet." And so I walk him over there and I was like, "Oh, it's checked out." And he goes,
Did you actually say, "I'll walk with you to the T's"? Were you that kind of a dick, or were you were?
Oh. Yeah. And, but he like that went over his head. He didn't notice or anything. And so we went over to the T's and I was like, "Yeah, it's not here." And he was like, "Is it checked out?" I was like, "Evidently." And he was like, "Oh, can you call whoever has it? It's for me." And I was like, "Oh, it's for you." Right away, sir. And so I went back and I was like, I got nothing to do. I'll do what he wants. Uh-huh. As I'm doing that, this hot goth girl that I'm real, real into, who we like flirt every time she comes in and she wants to show me her pet lizard. She has like a little tiny little lizard that's cute and everything. And she's like, and I'm like, now that's my priority. I don't care about him anymore. So I'm talking to her for a while. And he's, "Hey, Top Gun." And I was like, "Yeah, it's checked out." And he goes, "Well, can you call whoever has it? Because I need it." And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Why not?" I was like, "Because I'm not your secretary." I was like, if it's here, I'll rent it to you. If it's not, I won't." He was like, "All right, that's not the end of this." He says it like that. He goes, "That's not the end of this." Takes off, leaves. I talk to the girl a little bit longer. She leaves. I'm waiting there. Nothing's going on. My manager comes back. She goes, "You're on break. Go to lunch." So I go into the break room, and I'm eating my lunch. I'm in there about 5 minutes. She practically rips the door off its hinges, and she goes, "Mike?" "Yeah." She goes, "Did you tell John Elway to fuck off today?" And I was like, "I don't know who that is, but probably." And she's like, "He is a very important client here." I was like, "Our top movie, our most expensive movie is $3.99. No one is an important client here." And she's like, "He took us to the Super Bowl." And so I almost got fired. So that's my first story.
Many questions already.
Okay, a lot of questions. All right.
Is that the story?
That's the whole story, yeah.
So where are you originally from?
I was born in San Antonio, Texas, lived there for 2 years, and then we moved to Aurora, Colorado.
All right. I don't know. If you grew up in Colorado, I'm from Colorado. Well, I'm actually was born in Kansas, but I grew up from like sixth grade off and on in Colorado. There's just no fucking way you didn't know that was John Elway if you grew up in Colorado.
There is a way. If you don't follow sports at all and you hate religion.
No, but it's like he's on commercials, he's on poster, billboards.
I knew about him.
Even that Nerf football that whistled when you threw it.
He did have John Elway Ford.
He's not even from Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. And that's barely out of my generation.
I don't know. I don't think I could. I mean, I know the name, but to point it out if I saw him, I don't know.
You didn't live in Colorado since you were 2 years old.
Well, no, but still, even if it was somebody from North Carolina, I don't know if I would know him.
Well, because no one good came out of Colorado.
I think it was not. I didn't see him in context. He wasn't like wearing his football gear and shit. He was just a big douchey guy that would like. I just thought he was a
John Elway douchey.
Douche.
How dare you?
The way he was treating me was douchey.
Yeah. My thing is, even if it. So what if it was fucking him? He expected you to call and rip the movie out of somebody.
John Elway.
I ripped the movie out of somebody's hands.
At that point. To be fair to me, at that point,
there's no being
Top Gun, Top Gun had been out a long fucking time. If you haven't seen it yet, what the fuck is the matter with you?
What and why do you need it so bad?
Even at that point?
John? Yeah, anyway,
it's 90, for 98, me. Yeah.
I need to... Fuck him.
I don't... You know what? That's weird, though.
That is weird.
What part of it is weird that John Elway said it's for me, or that he didn't know who John Elway
was? Well, that John Elway expected to go into a Blockbuster and the movie wasn't there, expects this guy to go and like hunt it down in the town of Denver.
Yeah, I was like, I understood if he was like, hey, let me know when it comes back in, give me a call or something like that. Fine. But, like, call the people that have it and go, oh, John Elway needs your fucking copy of Top Gun right now.
That's a douchey pronto. Move. That's a douchey thing to do. Mm-hmm. If I got so famous that I'm like, no, it's for me. Mm-hmm. Call them. I want it.
Yeah, call the Stevenson family and have them bring it down right now.
And I'll tell you, I did watch a football game. I watched the one where they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And they fought the 49ers.
They fought them.
Or whatever you call it.
They fought them.
That's what they did.
Well, now I might believe it because you said that.
Isn't that what they... Yeah, that's what it is.
They are fighting.
Yeah, kind of.
But the other guy...
For the ball?
It was pretty much just one guy beat the shit out of him. It was the 49ers. Whoever their quarterback was, he fucking destroyed the Broncos all by himself, pretty much.
I don't know about that story. I mean, I don't know.
Had it been Hulk Hogan, I would have gone to the person's house and stolen it.
Trace Adkins came in here. I was the only one that knew who he was, and he was a pure delight.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I wish I could say that about anyone that I've ever met. That guy was a pure delight.
When you saw him standing in the hallway, you thought that gentleman is a pure delight.
He's got that deep voice too.
Is he from North Carolina?
I don't know where he's from.
Who's your guy's guy? Petey Pablo?
Yeah. Do you know we got Michael Jordan?
Oh, duh. He is North Carolina, huh?
Yeah, but if Michael Jordan came into the Blockbuster and said, hey, would you mind giving those people a call? Maybe they're done with it.
That's a lot nicer than John Elway
Michael
did.
Michael Jordan sold underwear and hot dogs and all sorts of crazy shit.
Didn't John Elway have a Ford dealership? Yeah. He was on commercials over the television.
He had the Ford dealership, but they didn't show his face. They would just say John Elway's buy a truck from John Elway.
You know? Yeah, okay. Tell him John sent you.
Come
down, kick some tires.
If we don't have it, we'll call and get it for you.
Yeah. Come to the special sale where we're screening Top Gun.
I remember seeing billboards and for Ford and for the trucks whatever he was selling, and there was his face on that. Yeah,
it was him and Mike Naughton, Big Mike Naughton's Ford, and they both looked identical.
I don't know. Let me ask you this: so when he asked, was he dickish about it, or was he like,
he was just generally dickish.
There was no explanation or nothing like, I'm so sorry to bother you.
He did the fucking headlight thing, which I already hated him before even walked in.
But it's not like he's doing it on purpose. He didn't know.
He left them on. He came in and fucking, it was one of those where they shut off on their own later.
Right.
But he left, he parked, there were plenty of spaces. And he parks right in front of the
cash register. But how is he to know that that's going to interfere with the gentleman behind the glass?
Because that's how glass works.
Yeah, these are
so
fair thoughts.
Shit on my John Elway!
I actually like the passion for John Elway. That's totally out of left field.
John Elway.
The backfield for me, whatever it is.
Say, is that the right term?
Yeah, the other end zone.
If John Elway doesn't know how glass works, he can go fuck himself.
Did get hit in the head a lot.
We should hear this.
That's true.
Story.
CTE. Right. That guy's. Yeah.
And also at that time, they had not won a Super Bowl. They'd been to the Super Bowl a bunch of times.
Still does not change the story. All right, your second story, please.
My second story took place here and on the way to Mel's. And it was.
Already
Mel's
believable.
Okay. Mel's Diner?
Yes.
And because I've been to Mel's with
him. Okay. Is it still
it's
there?
Still, it's still there. There. Okay. I think so.
I don't think they're open as late.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's happening there now.
Okay.
But I was going with Duncan Trussell, who was the manager here at the time.
Also from North Carolina, might I add.
Ba-ba-ba. Wow, actually that's a big one.
See, you just defeated his first story. Continue.
A wonderful young man. his girlfriend at the time, Stephanie Escajeda. And
I love Duncan Trussell. Yeah.
Trying to think if anyone else was there, but no. No, it was just two. And we were getting something to eat after our sets. And so we were on our way there. a guy with like a Flock of Seagulls haircut and sunglasses on at night.
I believe technically that's called a poof mullet.
Okay. Poof mullet is walking along with his dog. Uh-huh. And it's like, I don't know dogs very well, but he was about this big, this kind size of dog. I would think golden retriever, maybe not.
Okay.
I did not know at the time that you're not supposed to look a strange dog in the eye, that that's a sign of aggression. I looked at the dog. It lunged up to bite me, and I did this, like, to protect my throat,
uh-huh.
and it bit me. And
golden retriever, though?
It was like, like that for a few seconds, and the owner, like, yanks it off and goes, sorry, and just keeps walking. And I was like, ah, damn it, let's go. And Duncan and Stephanie are like, Mike, you just got bit by a dog. I was like, ah, fine, I'm just hungry, let's go to Mel. And they're like, you got to get checked out. And I was like, so I took off. I had like a denim jacket on. I took it off and there was like some breakage and a little bit of blood, but hardly anything. They flagged down. Back then they had bike cops that were in yellow
mm-hmm.
that would just ride up and down Sunset.
I thought you said bite. Oh, no, they had like bike cops.
We're from the
bad. I was like, what the fuck?
We're from the Paw Patrol.
I was like, what?
Cujo Force. Is yeah. That, yeah.
Release! Release!
Okay.
They just tased the dog. Yeah. For like, oh. But so, no, none of that. But so there was like a yellow security force that would ride around on bicycles, you know, protecting people on Sunset during the weekend. We flag one of them down and he's like, well, where is the guy? And I ran off that way. He's not getting away from us. And he like radios in. Everybody on Sunset went into action that's of public service. There, like, two fire trucks showed up, two ambulances, some cop cars, six more of those bike guys. They're all there. They're putting, like, saline on me and, like, bandaging me up. Every girl that is dressed, like, super crazy is like, why is he getting all the attention? This doesn't make any sense. And so they're asking me all the stuff. And then finally they get a radio back and they, we got him. Oh, okay, great. And they're like, do you want to come and identify him? And I was like, I guess. I'd rather go eat, but fine.
No, and they're like, the dog that bit me was wearing a pink collar.
They had the guy, too, not just the... But so they go, do you want to come identify? Yeah, and they're like, okay, just get in the cop car. And I look over, and Duncan's like,
what?
And I was like, officer, can my friends get in the cop car too and ride with me? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they're like, yes. And so Duncan was just so excited to be in a cop car. And the cop kind of realized that that's what was going on. And so he took the scenic route and he was like, Johnny Depp lives right up there. And like the whole way over. And on the way over, I'm in my head. I'm like, you're going to, because I know me and I like animals, but I've been bitten by a strange dog and I want to teach I want to teach this guy a lesson. So I was like, I'm going to get out, identify him and go have it destroyed and then just get back in the car. And that's my whole plan. Right. And so I'm psyching myself up for that. And I'm already like ready. And so we get there, I get out of the car. I've got my finger up. I lock eyes with the dog again. And the dog goes like,
oh,
and I was like, just make sure it doesn't have rabies or whatever. And are you going to press charges? No, just make sure that all his paperwork's cool and everything. And they're like, okay. And so they let him go. So that's story number two.
It's another dog just out there walking the streets.
Yeah, just with the taste of human blood, you know.
I don't believe that a dog would just lunge at you just because you looked at it.
Yeah, what is this guy in Iraq veteran?
Yeah.
Don't look at me in my fucking eyes,
are
man.
Are you sure a lot you of rescues haven't done this abused. Show before?
I haven't done this show before?
Yeah, The Liars Club. Have you done this?
I don't think I have. Do these stories sound familiar?
Yep.
Really? Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember that. Oh, that's why I thought we were looking at each other. We were having a moment, I thought.
I was I thought you were going, is this Lewis Black? I'm like, I think it is Lewis Black. No. No, but I don't remember that he's had that. I've heard these stories before.
Oh.
Have
I feel
you
like
heard?
You have done it before.
Maybe we've talked about it here. Or maybe
I've heard
Duncan
that. Maybe
told
on
you
the way to Mel's one time since you've been with him. He goes, man, one time I was coming in here and I got my fucking elbow clamped out by a dog.
And who walks to Mel's from here? I've never heard
Who drives from Mel's to here? It's not that far.
Isn't it right there?
It is. It's not that far.
But
it's
not farther. Norm's.
Oh, but what
Mel's.
Mel's on. It's on Sunset.
On Sunset.
It's like
what?
Three blocks down.
It's like three or four blocks. There are big blocks.
Yeah.
Right it is up a hill.
Starbucks and Joe's Pizza. And
it's like when you're in Vegas and you're like, I'm just going to go to the Caesars. Right. And then you're like, ah, Jesus. That was way further than you think.
Keep in mind, this was how many years ago when Duncan was manager here? This is a long time ago.
What time of night was it?
I don't know. Late night. They never put me up before midnight, so
was it the store?
Somewhere around there.
Was the store closed?
No, it was still
open. Never closed back then.
It was open until 2 a.m. back then.
So, all right. I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know.
I mean, then he goes down to identify the duo. This dog apologizes with his eyes. Charges dropped. You know?
I mean, you see all these TikToks, and you blame the dog, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah, the dog's like, I didn't know.
Yeah, like I got in trouble because I was in the elevator with my little Frenchie and in the garage in my building, and this lady comes in, and the elevator closes, and she kicked her leg into the elevator, and my dog was like, what the fuck? And like didn't lunge, but was like, wah, wah, wah. But so I can't imagine that.
It
might have
been a rescue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or on coke. The guy looked like he was on coke. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what did the guy exactly look like? Do you remember what the guy looked like?
I told you, I remember the hair. And he had a leather jacket, like the Serpico kind.
Uh-huh.
And he had sunglasses.
What's Serpico?
Sunglasses at 2 in the morning? He had sunglasses on at 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool guy.
Yeah,
and he was real casual about me getting mauled by his dog. Like I said, he was like, sorry, and just kept walking.
All right. Any questions?
Nope.
Man, you're already anticipating either having to accept this or Elway's a dick.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, get it for me. No, we don't have that. Get it for me. Imagine being like that. That's crazy.
Well, call them. I mean, there was no explanation. Call like, oh, I'm having this dinner party. I don't know. We're all going to watch Top Gun.
Yeah, I would. Here's my question about the Elway story. I would like to know exactly what Elway said to you. Was he literally like, call those people, get the movie? What did he exactly say?
No, he was like, well, can you check? And I was like, yeah. I was like, it's gone. It's rented, sir. And he was like, well, can you call them and have them bring it in? And I was like, no, we don't do that.
He said, it's me, but is he wearing a jersey?
It's for me.
Yeah, he was like, no, tell him it's for me. And I was like, I don't think that'll help. It might have, though, but I didn't think it would, and I didn't care.
Would you have recognized the name John Elway had he gone, I'm John fucking Elway?
If he had said, I'm John fucking Elway, I would have been like,
John Elway?
From the dealership?
Yeah, it was that big.
All right, so Mike's going to recap unless anyone, and we can ask questions if some ideas come up then, but why don't you go ahead and recap the stories?
I mean, to keep it simple here, he worked at Blockbuster back in the day. This is maybe like 98. He didn't come to LA till 2000. Mike Black's biggest pet peeve working at Blockbuster is a big-ass truck that's tall and it parks with the lights facing and blaring in the window. He can't stand that. And this guy does that. He pulls up in a fucking aircraft carrier and he just shows up like a dick and he goes, I need Top Gun. And Mike's like, it's checked out. And he goes, can you, well, first of all, he goes, I need Top Gun. Where and the guy's got no idea how to start finding a movie at the movie store.
Right.
And he goes, I'll take you to the T's. And he's like, it's checked out. Evidently, he's like, can you call whoever has it? Like a psychopath. And then just then, this hot goth lizard trainer comes in, distracts Mike. And he's still going.
Is that what you said?
I said trainer, but.
Okay, yeah. She was a lizard trainer.
He goes, no. But specifically, she's not a lizard trainer. That is a different thing.
Wait, did you just say a lizard trainer again?
I meant to say trainer. Do I have issues with T's and D's?
Someone is draining lizards. That's lizard trainer.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me. I was like, wow.
A lizard trainer. Wow. Where can I get that job?
You made it sound so much worse.
That girl used to work at the Jet Strip.
Carry on.
That was her stage name, the Lizard Drainer.
The lizard drainer.
Yeah. Something like chameleon or something.
So this girl's distracting Mike because he's kind of got a crush on this lizard gal.
Right.
And Elway's, or this guy is standing there going, but it's me, dude. I mean, come on. And then he's like, and then he's distracted. So the guy ends up going, this isn't the end of this. And he leaves. He goes, okay, whatever, leave. And then he's in the break room a little bit later. And the manager blows through the doors and goes, yo, did you tell Elway to fuck off earlier? Story number one.
I just want real, just a quick comment. Something I haven't been able to mention in quite some time. You guys will be happy to hear this. Also happened in Denver.
You trained with John Elway.
Yeah.
Also took place in Denver. This really? Very high quality show called The Ranch.
Ooh.
With Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That show does exist.
I really like it. I know I'm a weirdo.
Okay. I watched a lot more of it than I thought
I
would.
Oh, I thought there was going to be more to the story.
No.
She made me watch an episode of it, and I was all like, what the F is this?
I remember an episode where Sam Elliott got mad because someone thought he couldn't make a steak correctly.
Oh, well, he ran cattle and then
he's the voice
thing.
Of beef.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
All right, continue the story, Michael.
That's compelling. All right, so story number two. This is back in the day, hanging out after sets. Here at the store, Duncan Trussell and several other friends, perhaps, around. They're getting food post-sets. They're going to go up to Mel's, not the other one. Mel's. Now, somebody described to me the haircut. I don't know the terminology. I got lost a little bit. But what is like a flock
poof,
of seagulls?
It was a poof mullet.
A.K.A.
of seagulls,
a poof mullet.
But yeah.
What is a poof mullet?
It's like high on
where
top.
Where it goes off to the side.
Party on top or big party on top.
Big time, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's
kind of shaved on the sides and like... Yeah.
Like on
but
Joe
it was like
Dirt.
Bleach blonde, like.
Like Joe Dirt, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not a mullet. Not.
No,
like,
it's,
didn't
got
have
the,
anything
it's got
in the
bang.
Back.
Oh,
so
I
thought
you said a mullet.
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a.
Flock
like
of
a,
seagulls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it goes like over one eye, right. Bangs, like long bangs.
Oh, I like a flock of seagulls. All right. Okay. Walking a dog. Walking what's maybe a golden retriever about yay big. And this dog is a post-war Marine. Mike looks at it right in the eyes, which you obviously don't fucking do, right?
Wait, let me ask you guys. Have you guys ever heard that before?
Yes.
No.
That you're not supposed to look a strange dog in the eye.
That's very threatening to a dog when you stare
news
a dog
to me
in the eyes.
That day.
They will. A lot of...
So, but come on. The dog's a city dog. A lot of eyeballs have been on that fucking dog.
Yeah, but
dog.
That's the way dogs are. If you sit there and stare at them like this, and I'm sure that's the way Mike was doing it, real creepy-like.
That's how I do.
Stare at Michael how you stared at that dog.
Yes, it's creepy.
He's enraged already. He's like,
this at all. Okay. Oh, but then that means, all right, go ahead.
Also, there's a lot going on Sunset. It was probably freaking out already.
What night was it?
I don't know. How would I know that?
Well, was it
a
weekend night?
It must have been a weekend night. Yeah. It would have been like a Friday or a Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Well, basically, upon staring into this dog's soul windows, it freaks out and clamps onto Mike's elbow pretty bad. And they flag down a bite cop. I kind of, after this diffuses, the dog sort of lets go, right?
Right. He's kind of like yanked off.
Got it. That's pretty extreme, actually. Like, was there ever a point where he's pulling the dog and he's on your fucking arm?
Yeah.
Damn.
Was your arm swinging like this when you were all like, do-do-do-do-do? You think it was?
That's how I walk.
That's exactly
And
how
I make that noise.
Was your arm swinging? Maybe the dog just saw.
No, he was lunging to kill me, and I did this.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened.
Golden Retriever doesn't lunge to kill.
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
They do if they're terrorized.
If they're a city dog and going on their nightly walk, they terrorize all
the time. They got into their owner's cocaine.
It was smaller than a regular Golden Retriever, so I'm assuming it's got some kind of more like terrier in it, and it probably did snap.
And in West Hollywood, for all those cops to show up that quick?
Yeah.
West Hollywood doesn't have a lot going on.
Yeah, they showed up pretty quick.
Yeah, they all snapped into action for this one little thing, and they hunt this guy down and find him immediately, like he's Elway in the backfield, you know, fighting or whatever they do.
All right, finish this
during a big football fight.
Yeah, Elway on third and long when they're about to fight. So he basically they flag down like a bike cop, and he tells the other West Hollywood cops they spring into fucking action. The whole
the whole area goes after this guy. They find him immediately, and then they come back and they go, "Hey, Mike and Duncan Trussell, do you want to come down to the station and identify this?"
Not to the station. It
no,
was down
it was like
the
down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got him
they
here down
him by
the street.
That, cantina.
Yeah, they pulled up. You know, they'll have the perp in the car.
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't worry, they can't see you."
Yeah, the dog is cuffed like this. He's cuffed.
There are three other dogs in a lineup with him.
There's a black dog.
That's the one,
a...
officer.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And he goes down to, by the cantina to identify the duo, and the dog apologizes
with his heart. Yeah.
And charges drop.
Saving himself from execution.
Yeah.
Or whatever they do. I don't know what they do.
They probably would have killed him. I think you get like two bites or something.
Probably should have at least bit on.
Yeah. That's the warning she got. All right. Okay. Any questions before we go for a vote?
It's like, would Elway be like that?
Yeah, well, I mean,
what is known about John Elway otherwise?
Are you guys
any
allowed
other...
to like Google stories from other Coloradans that have encountered him?
You know, I honestly thought you were going to bring up Bill Murray or like Colorado is a weird place because sometimes in the middle of nowhere you'll run into someone famous. Like I had friends who picked up Bruce Springsteen once back in the day because he was in a Jeep and he was off-roading and it broke down. I have other friends who picked up Bill Murray on a bender hitchhiking. Like Colorado's, that's why I thought you were going to say Bill Murray. Honestly,
right.
I thought you were
going to
say Bill
Murray. A friend that told John Elway to fuck off.
Well, I've supposedly met both Bill Murray and Tom Cruise, who was in Top Gun, both of them far nicer than John Elway.
Let's take a vote.
I'm ready.
What are your thoughts?
Dog story's true. The Denver is that's the lie. Denver lie.
I guess the framework of the second story is believable if you look at it simply, which is like I got bit by a dog late at night on Sunset Boulevard and I let it go. Whatever.
Yeah, but that's very Mike.
That's what I mean. Like that's a believable story, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm saying, that could happen. It's not the right way to. I don't know what would have been the right way. Let me bite the dog on the elbow.
Well, if you're, return. I mean, some people get really upset. Like, oh my god, I'm gonna call the police right now.
Yeah, and what is their plan from then on? I want that dog in the electric chair.
Yeah, that dog shouldn't be around this neighborhood. My kids aren't safe.
Yeah.
In a neighborhood where
on
no
Sunset.
Children live.
Yeah.
I want that dog
other
doing
than
five
in
mini skirts
trying to get in a club.
A place where Gaylord Dingler's allowed to roam free, but these dogs aren't. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm going to say, after hearing this story, I feel like this is Duncan Trussell's story and not your story. Like, that's how I feel about it. And I was...
Did we have Duncan on?
No, but this seems like such a Duncan Trussell story, like...
Which one?
The last one, obviously.
I could see Duncan in either situation, honestly.
That's a tough... So which one are you saying is the lie?
Here's what... Hold on. Quickly hear this. The story where, all right, you got to think, Elway looks and is like America's hero, champion, quarterback, handsome. Like basically, doesn't Elway at this point in his life look like every dude that's made him be black, spiky hair guy working at the video store?
Yeah.
He hates
that's
him.
A solid point.
He wants to look at everything
point.
He does like this
but
guy's
was,
a piece of shit.
I was just saying last
that is
night,
true.
I was, you know, we were all talking to Jeff Dye and I was like, you know what? When you look at Jeff Dye, he seems like he's going to be a douchebag. Because he's just tall and handsome, and like, here we go. And he's funny, great. He's going to have a real attitude. But he's a really cool guy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's usually the ones
I
want to
go on record. I never thought Jeff Dye looked like a douchebag, okay? Hey, okay, that might just be your shit. That might
that
be you.
So no, but I get it, because I have a
like
hateable
a nice
look
man.
From a distance, too.
Yeah, tall and handsome,
I understand.
And you're like,
yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you want to hate Jeff before
he's
you want
to
like
he's going
to
be a douchebag to me. He's not going to talk to me. Right. And Jeff will talk to me all night.
So maybe he came in and was like, hey, man.
Now, maybe not. Now that you've said it.
Maybe Elway comes in, does park the truck. It does shine the lights. And so he's already mad at him. And Elway comes in and goes, hey, man, could you help me find Top Gun? Thinking this guy knows who he is. And he goes, what? You can't find it yourself?
Yeah.
Like, maybe if you think of him looking at this whole thing real shitty, it could maybe just be he came in and goes, like, tried to throw his weight around a little bit. Like, come on, I'm Elway. I can't get the movie. And he's like.
Well, why do you think it's so important for John Elway to have Top Gun? so many
in 1998.
That's what I was wanting to know. 1998. Like, why is it so important that you, there are other movies, John Elway?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the dog story is the lie. That's my vote. What did you say? Which one was the lie?
I said John Elway is a lie.
Did you say John Elway is a lie? What do you say again, Michael?
Fuck. I think the dog story is a lie. The John Elway is true. I'm with you. She's going to switch teams now.
Okay. No, I'm not.
She wanted to be alone. She wanted to be alone. We can do it. I can
so
get
I'm saying. So we're both saying that the dog story is the lie.
Yes.
Okay. Mike.
Yes.
You fuck. How dare you speak against Elway? Which story
Play the
is the lie?
Game, Mike.
The John Elway story is a lie.
Oh, I told
we
no.
got our car from him, from his dealership.
So. It was United.
I never met him.
I wasn't there calling plays.
I will say, wait, there is a nugget of truth hidden in that story.
Okay.
My brother worked at a local movie theater where he went to see Top Gun, and I guess he was kind of a dick there.
Oh, so it's a little bit true.
So it was kind of based on a factual event that I was not part of at all.
Right.
But
did your brother project?
He didn't tell
like
me anything
projector?
About it. He was just like, John Elway is kind of a dick.
Doesn't know the alphabet.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm sure he was able to find the theater. That would have been really weird.
But do you still have a scar
a
from that
bit,
dog?
You can kind of see.
I was just so shocked that the police would let Duncan Trussell and his girl into the police car because they normally don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, for a dog bite, I could see them doing that.
Yeah.
And the West Hollywood police?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They say they're from the comedy store. They'd be like, okay, come on.
They kind of like to show off.
Yeah.
They kind of like to, like, if they have a chance to show you what a cool patrol they have or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, for stopping by.
Thank you guys
Thanks,
for having
Mike,
me.
You fucker.
Do you have anything?
Aren't you happy that
now I can never go back to Colorado
I know,
ever
I know.
Again?
I can never show
that John Elway didn't flash his lights though. Aren't
he
you happy?
Flash
yeah,
his lights?
No,
it's not
yeah.
true.
No. But that is a pet peeve of mine. When I was working there, I hated when people would do that. And
are you
a lot
good at lying? You think generally in your life?
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm not great. I think a lot of times I'm lying to be funny. Or just, I'm better at like telling a tall tale than lying. Like lying to defend myself, terrible.
Right.
I will get caught.
But to get a laugh, you'll just lie out.
To
of
get
that.
A laugh, I can lie
We're all kind
pretty
of
good.
The same.
Yeah. If it's a harmless lie, basically.
I don't
I'm
lie. My
good
Uncle
at.
Gary did burn me with cigarettes.
That's about the size of a cigar, Bernie. Yeah.
So what do you have coming up that you would like to share with our audience, or where can people find you? And if, by the way, if anyone is listening at this point, please do us a favor, like the Comedy Store videos.
If they didn't
subscribe.
Tune out as soon as I besmirched John Elway.
Subscribe, do us that big favor, leave a note, and all that jazz. But what do you have coming up, and where can people find you?
You know, LA kind of shuts down, so I don't have a lot of shows coming up. Hopefully, I'll be at the Comedy Store soon.
Oh, we put in avails today.
So. Yeah, so fingers crossed, knock wood, all that stuff. I'll be here.
Yeah, check Mike.
Usually,
late
I'm late
store
night.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a website you want to direct people to? Or?
No, I have Instagram. My
you know
Instagram
who has a website?
Is
John Elway.
At John Elway. At Mike Black is back.
Okay.
All one
word. Zero down, no interest.
Yes.
There you go. And Mike, what do you got shaking lately?
Let's see. I am, I don't know. I have a handful of dates to announce, but I'm just going to wait to do it because they're like 2 months away. And I want to say it one that will be relevant to people.
All right. But this isn't going to go in the air for a while. You sure you don't want to say it?
I'll say I'm at Laughs March 11th through 13th in Seattle for the weekend.
Good for you. And what about you, Jessica?
Follow me at Jess Wellington 2 across the board, please. I'm in talks right now with Brittany about getting the Liars Club back in the belly room. So hopefully next year, maybe February, that'll happen.
Yeah.
So keep on the lookout for that, please.
That would be cool.
And you can watch my little show I have up in the belly room called Age Against the Machine. That will be a January 23rd. I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. And thank you again, Mike, for joining us.
And you have been lied to.